The final countdown is on toward the beginning of a new school year this coming Monday morning, and the school districts on the panhandle are ready to go.
Ready or not, the bell rings and the kids are coming back on Monday.
Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says everyone in the district is ready to go as the 2014-15 school year gets underway next week. He says there have been some construction projects around the county over the summer that will carry over into the school year.
Got a couple of buildings that are under construction, Souter Elementary, Ernest Ward. Those are probably the most notable new construction, but they will not be ready as school begins. At best, they may be ready in the middle of the school year. Most of the other smaller projects are starting to wrap up. We will begin construction and bids on a couple of new gymnasiums, one for Bellevue Middle School and one for Workman Middle School. Once that's complete, which hopefully will be near the end of this school term or maybe next summer, every middle school in the district will have its own gymnasium, which will be a big plus.
One major change in schools all over the state this year is the conversion to Florida standards and a new test at the end of the year. The new year-end test, which will be replacing the FCAT this school year, was chosen a relatively short time ago. Superintendent Thomas says they'll worry about that test as the term progresses.
Well, you're not going to be ready for the test, but the truth is there's more we don't know about the test than we know. My message to parents and students is we're going to focus on the standards. The standards basically set the expectation for each grade level and subject. Sort of gives us a roadmap of what we should be teaching, what we should be expecting. Let's teach that, engage our students, make it fun, and we're just not going to worry about the test this year. We just need to teach, go back to the fundamentals, make it fun, engage the students, and help everybody do their best.
Thomas also says the district has changed their policy regarding student cell phones. This year, students will be allowed to have their devices on, but they still must be silent. Another change is that students on suspension will be allowed to make up work they miss and not get an automatic zero. And enrollment in the county is up. In fact, after falling for about a dozen years, the last few school years have seen steady growth in the number of students. That's also true in Santa Rosa County.
We have moderate growth in Santa Rosa County, probably bumping 150 to 200 students this year.
Tim Rosdick is superintendent of schools in Santa Rosa County.
Our teachers have prepared well. It has been so much professional development over the summer. Some of them, I'm sure, feel like they haven't even had a break.
Rosdick also says the changeover to Florida standards this school year will be an ongoing process during the term.
We have provided and will provide multiple resources over the next 36 weeks to make that transition positive. We have prepared well the past 2 years with what we expected the standards to look like. That's difficult because they're not always that way, but we're moving in the right direction. And last year was sort of a transition year for us as we moved from the Next Generation Learning Standards to the Florida Standards this year wholly. And so we'll see how that turns out. Here's what I know is that our teachers are very talented. They will take what has been given to them and challenged of them, and they will provide a high-quality education for students as they return through this year.
And Superintendent Rosdick says the financial picture in the Santa Rosa County District is looking better.
We are climbing out of a very deep and difficult recession, and so economically, the news looks better. We, for the first time in 6 years, and I might add ever in my superintendency, I've had a plus budget, which is very positive, and we'll do what we can to manage that to the classroom and to our employees.
And to parents, Rosdick has a direct message.
Attendance at school is absolutely important. We've done numerous research studies over the past few years, and we've pretty much directed that attendance at school is paramount. So our theme for this year to moms and dads is get them to school on time, every day and all day.
And that all starts this coming Monday morning as the 2014-2015 school year gets underway. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.